Technology is an integral part of our business and personal lives, affecting virtually everything we do and experience in some form or fashion.
Information security.
As CPAs, it's never been more important to be ahead of the technology curve.
Privacy management.
That's why the AICPA established the Top Technology Initiatives list, highlighting emerging technologies that'll contribute to the accounting profession.
Assurance and compliance. Mobile and remote computing.
Here on episode one, we're going to take a look at how the initiatives were chosen this year and how they're going to change the way you do business. Hello and welcome to Top Technologies Podcast. Today we're going to talk a lot about the Top Technologies list that was put out back in February, and we're going to go over a little bit about that. And joining me today, I have Greg LaFollette, who is the executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor and senior manager of Tax and Technology Consulting with Eide Bailly LLP. He chairs the AICPA's CITP Credential Committee and serves on the Tech Plus Planning Committee and Top Tech Task Force. And if that's not enough, you also are the author of the TechGap.com, one of the profession's most widely read blogs. And you host your own podcast, Tech2Go, which is available on the CPA Technology Advisors podcast series, Intersection Live. Thanks very much for being here, Rick.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Also, we have James Burke, who is a shareholder in charge of firm technology and IT consulting services with Withum Smith Brown in Red Bank, New Jersey. He's also the immediate past chair of the New Jersey State Society. And besides his knowledge of computer accounting, he has experience, background in tax, management advisory, and litigation support services for closely held technology businesses. Jim also serves on the AICPA's CITP Credential Committee and is a member of the AICPA Council. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Tim. We're happy to be here.
All right. So most of our listeners are going to be aware of the top 10 technologies have been around for a while. That list of top 10s, this is the 18th year the AICPA has produced the list, but it's changed a little bit. I noticed just from the titling, the way it's being offered up to people, you've changed the name to Top Technology Initiatives. Can you tell me a little bit why we're doing it this way and what was the rationale?
Yeah, Tim, there were a couple of things, and it's interesting that you would notice that the acronym has changed. It's now TTI, and it used to be Top 10 Technologies, TTT, or Triple T as we used to call it. So a couple of things happened. Number one, many of the people on the committee felt a little trapped by the artificial limit number 10. Jay Leno decided we were going to have 10 and somebody else because I suppose we have 10 fingers, but it didn't necessarily ever have to be 10, and we didn't want to be in a position where we had to chop off an extremely important item because we had 11, nor did we want to be in a position where we had to add a less than substantive item because we only had 8. So while we were looking at changing the name, we decided to get rid of the 10 because it was artificial anyway. But I think the bigger change was the change from calling it technologies pure, top 10 technologies, to adding the word initiatives. And what it really did is gave us the ability to put things, my metaphor was to put them in boxes and make the boxes approximately equal. In the olden days, we could say a top technology was our router, but it was a very separate and distinct thing. It was a piece of software. It was a piece of hardware. And now what we've found is that for all of our top tech initiatives, and we happen to be 10 this year, so I'll still fall, but for all of them, they're no longer hard, distinct pieces of technology, but rather they're concepts. They're problems or opportunities or concepts or areas. And so we thought the word initiative, and we talked about that for about a month. One day, right, Jim?
A long time, yeah. We spent one day, and this was a huge portion of that day talking about initiatives, defining the initiatives. And each and every line item that we went through on these guys, we said, is this an initiative? Does this meet our test for initiative? So we came out of that meeting that day having narrowed down that list and made sure each of them was broad enough to be an initiative.
In many cases, we looked at two items that were on the list and said, you know what? These are really about, well, for example, number one is, has been, and my guess is probably will be for some time, around the concept of security. And we, you know, other podcasts have delved into that farther. But, you know, many of the things as we look down the list ended up getting included in that as a concept.
You talk about that list. You know, remember that list that we started with, those technologies from the past, those hot areas that had come up this past year.
Those 85 items.
And those 85 items on that list that we whittled down and got ready to go out to vote. I mean, spent a significant portion of that day, a long day, trying to trim that list down and combine these into making sure, again, that these were purely initiatives.
Right. And unfortunately, my blogs and podcasts didn't make the list, but yet we're doing a podcast to talk about the list.
So tell me a little bit, what's the difference between now and this year's list and last year's list? What are the highlights? What are people going to need to be checking out to as they look at the lists from last year or year over year?
I tell you, this year, we talk about what's number one, and you have information security as the number one initiative on this year's list. To me, that is a driving force. And that, what is it now? It's the fourth year that top technology has hit the list as far as information security management. You look at some of these other areas, everyone is so concerned about security, whether it's moving out into the future, whether it's moving to mobile computing, security is hot number one. So you're going to see when you go through this year's list, information security is a real big driving force here.
So if I know that's a major initiative and I'm going to have to go to, say I'm working in a firm, I'm in charge of IT for my firm, I'm going to have to go to the CEO now with this list and say, wow, you know, we're going to need to address this. There are issues here that are coming to my mind just as I look at this list of 10 this year. But as I look at these initiatives, we're going to have to involve this into our firm. How do I approach the head of the company, head of the firm, to put some resources behind these initiatives?
Sure. Well, let me, you know, the number two item, and this turns out to be kind of interesting, the number two item is identity and access management. So let's take a firm, for example. Maybe a firm has a document management product, and they have launched portals to share information with their clients. Well, those portals use a single-factor authentication process. In other words, it is what you know. A username and a password. And we have current legislation that affects the banking industry, the financial industry, and it's going to trickle down very quickly, and I would think many CPA firms are going to look at it, that are going to require multi-factor, two-factor, three-factor authentication. So in other words, not only what you know, but also, for example, who you are. A fingerprint, a retina scan, something like that, to go with what you know. And then finally, another one is what you have. So maybe you have a fob or a smart card. Well, you know, you could look at that and say, well, that's very futuristic, but we have legislation right now saying banks have to do that. And what about CPA firms? Jim, you've got portals in your firm.
Yep.
And I imagine you're looking at this because you're very forward-thinking, saying, how are we going to respond and have multi-factor authentication, because we have financial information that so far isn't covered by that new legislation, but that's, I would think, a matter of time.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you what we do. I have historically taken the top 10, or this year the top technology initiatives, and we focus our technology spending. We take a look at the areas that we're involved in technology and say, look, here are the hot issues that the individuals in the know who put this list together, who voted on this list, these are the things we really need to be focusing on going forward. So we look at the information security management. We make sure that we're attacking that area, whether it's, as Greg indicated, identity and access management, whether we're doing biometric devices, iris scanning. We're making sure that we're spending our dollars on technology within our firm, within our organization, on the top areas, focusing on those top areas where we should be.
You know, I want to back up to one thing that's a change for this year, and I think it's a huge change, and people should understand the reach of the top technologies. Not only the CITP credential group, the 1,200 of us, not only the information technology management section, the another couple thousand CPAs around the country who've raised their hand and said, I'm very interested in technology. Not only those people, but all of ISACA, obviously hugely interested in the intersection of technology and accounting, and then to the ITA group. So we have a very big tent, and you have what you have here in these top 10 is the synthesis of the best minds in the country, and a large number of the best minds in the country, saying these are the things to pay attention about. So these things aren't going away. This is not a trivial Jay Leno top 10 things to think about, you know, next week. These are highly permanent and well thought out.
I agree, and not just focused here on the U.S. I mean, we had representatives from around the world, actually, in our meeting in Phoenix.
Right, right? And in some of our subsequent calls, I felt really sorry for the guys in London because it was really late sometimes.
Right. Well, you know, I was impressed at the items that were being brought up as far as initiatives in the meeting. You know, it's hearing what's important maybe in Europe versus here in the U.S. and how maybe further along they are with certain aspects of some of these technology needs. So it's nice being able to pull this list together with so many diverse individuals on that group. It was really interesting this year.
You mentioned before that there were 85 original categories and you worked it down to what it ended up being 10. How do you know with, you know, Moore's Law being a constant, things are constantly upgrading, changing so fast that here we are about halfway through the year. How do we know next year that some of these won't have fallen off and now we've begun these initiatives and maybe they're not as important because now there are new ones that are even more important that have trumped them?
That will definitely happen. Look at this year's list, how many new items ended up popping up on this year's list. For new items to make it on the list, theoretically some items do have to fall off. And it's, again...
But not necessarily.
That's true, because we changed it. It's no longer top 10. It's, it's the initiatives. We may have 8 next year. We may have 7 next year. Who knows where this will go?
Right.
My guess is, though, you know, if I were a betting person, I would say information security will continue to be very high up there. It may not be number one, but it will definitely continue to be up there as a priority.
Does make sense?
Oh, absolutely. As we start to, you know, as we get into mobile computing, as we start to utilize the internet more, as we go back to the ASP models from an access, sharing bandwidth, privacy, I could definitely see information security being a continuing item on that list. But again, who knows? This process takes place over a very short amount of time. It is very much streamlined. When did we meet in Phoenix? We met in the fall in Phoenix.
It's always pretty tight because the idea is we live in a world, especially the technology world, that changes very, very rapidly. And the turnaround time on some of this stuff, you know, by the time the voting was done, it was the 1st of January, I wrote an article for Infotech, where we introduced them. And when, you know, they called, so we want this article, you know, to introduce these. But the good news is you don't have to have it until next Tuesday, because we got to get this stuff out. Now, with all due respect to Scott Citrin, who does that, it really wasn't that short, but it was fairly short.
But you mentioned we were at 85. We started at 85. You end up with, you know, 10 or 15 at the end of the day. But it goes from 85, spend all day, and we narrow it down to about 35. And then those 35 are pretty much end up what goes out there for a vote and get voted on, narrowing it all the way down.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Top Technology Initiatives podcast. Check us out next time when we'll be discussing mobile and remote computing. I mean, boy, you can pretty much check your email anywhere, anytime now. I mean, BlackBerries aren't the only thing out there anymore. I mean, phones are getting smarter all the time.
And if you're looking for more information on the top technology initiatives, go to www.aicpa.org/top-tech. That's aicpa.org/TOPTECH. Or if you have any questions for us, email us at toptech@aicpa.org. This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA makes no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assumes no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaims all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.